Close to 700 million people travel internationally each year, and that figure is set to double over the next two decades. While tourism can be a crucial lifeline for countries and communities, conservationists worry about the wear and tear on the planet. With that in mind, National Geographic Traveler magazine has teamed up with an international conservation group to recognize companies in the tourism industry that have achieved an ideal balance between conservation and commerce. The first World Legacy Awards were presided over by Jordan's Queen Noor, and winners traveled from around the world to receive their prizes. From Washington, Catherine Drew reports.
Around 300 people gathered at National Geographic's headquarters in Washington for the first of what organizers hope will be an annual gathering to celebrate the tourist industry's best environmental practices through the World Legacy Awards. The environmental group Conservation International sent out teams of specialists to judge those practices for the competition, which attracted hundreds of applicants from around 40 countries. Conservation International's Costas Christ says the group hopes such awards can encourage tourism businesses to take the leading conservation efforts for the habitats in which they operate.
Tourism's like fire. Out of control, it can burn your house down. But if you can harness that energy, you can cook your food on it. And what we're trying to do with the World Legacy Awards and what Conservation International's trying to do is engage this massive, colossal of an industry on our planet and try and channel that energy into a positive impact both on the earth and for those local people who live closest to the areas that we want to protect.
The organizers say they hope tourism companies will realize that only through adopting eco-friendly policies will businesses have any meaningful future. One disciple of this theory is Colin Bell, who traveled from South Africa to pick up the award in the nature travel category. His company, Wilderness Safaris, runs 36 lodges, employs or partners with 16,000 people, and manages 2.5 million acres of natural habitat across six southern African countries.
We have a very specific recipe, and the recipe which we've been doing over the years is involved, it's almost like the three-legged pot. You know these old cooking pots which you find in the villages? It's got three little legs. And the one leg has always been conservation, and with that goes communities. The second thing has been our guests. If the guest doesn't have a good time, you don't have a business. And the third thing is good business. And if all three are together and they're solid, you can have a cooking pot which stands and it creates value.
Mr. Bell is hoping to establish a permanent safari camp in South Africa for underprivileged children. Presently, the company provides a week-long safari for 1,000 such children each year. Mr. Bell says it's important for the continent's youth to learn how valuable their natural resources are.
You know, they see animals often in a negative light. We get a chance to try and take them out of that environment, put them into a positive environment for a really positive learning experience.
The involvement of local communities was a key theme for the winners in the other two categories. A British company, ATG Oxford, won the Heritage Tourism category for its walking tours through Italy. Travellers are encouraged to become involved in art and environmental restoration projects while on holiday and help raise money for the projects when they're not. ATG Managing Director Christopher Winnie gives an example of just one of their projects.
There were these frescoes in this little church. They were falling off the wall, and everyone said, oh, what a pity they're falling off the wall. And we thought, well, let's put them back again. And they're by a very important Renaissance painter. And by this time, next year, certainly, the whole chapel, this whole little church, would have been restored with these really brilliant frescoes.
Chiranya Dayangnoi travelled from Thailand to receive the Destination Stewardship Award. She is a project manager for a group called REST, Responsible Ecological Social Tours Project, which helps small communities in Thailand manage and control tourism in their local areas. An example of this can be seen in the small island community of Koh Yao Noi. Now, Ms. Dayangnoi says many families are earning income by hosting tourists in their homes and showing them their way of life.
This is a fishing community, so the guests or the tourists go with them and then they know how difficult and how important of the sea, of the natural resource. So it's not just only of the nice, beautiful sun, it's not that, but it is their life, and this is why they need to preserve it.
The REST project in Thailand is a good example of tourists being able to learn firsthand the importance of looking after the local environment. And at the end of the day, individual tourists must care enough about the habitats they visit to seek out companies with good environmental practices. Jordan's Queen Noor, who is chair of the awards, says the tourism industry must take a role in promoting this kind of education.
To get people to care is difficult, but in the end, I think the tourist industry can help governments, can help local communities and the tourists that they serve to appreciate that these wonders, these treasures, will only be around for future generations if today we take responsibility for protecting them, and that that can be of economic benefit for both sides as well as part of our responsibility as citizens of the world.
Tourism is one of the largest industries worldwide, accounting for 11% of global gross domestic product. Organisers of the World Legacy Awards hope to influence that industry at all levels, encouraging companies to become leaders in conservation efforts and tourists to reward those companies with their business. For Common Ground, I'm Catherine Drew in Washington.